Testivity Audio Course, Property and Casualty, Module 11, Personal Auto Insurance.
An automobile insurance policy is a type of package policy which may provide property coverage as a result of damage to the insured's auto, legal liability protection for bodily injury or property damage to others arising out of the operation, maintenance, or use of the insured's auto, injury to the insured or members of the insured's family. The policy form primarily used today to provide coverage for automobile exposures is the Personal Auto Policy, or PAP. The definitions section of a PAP identifies several important aspects of the auto insurance contract. These definitions generally appear on the first page of the PAP and include bodily injury, or BI. The definition of bodily injury to others also includes death. Family member, a person related to the named insured by blood, marriage, or adoption who is a resident of the insured's household. This includes a ward or foster child. Occupying, in or upon getting in, on, out of, or off of the covered auto. Note, getting in or out of an auto is also referred to as alighting the auto. Trailer, a vehicle designed to be pulled by a private passenger auto. A farm wagon or farm implement, while towed by a private passenger auto, is also considered to be a trailer. Covered auto, the specific vehicle described on the declaration page of the policy. Coverage territory, the United States, its possessions, Puerto Rico, and Canada. Owned auto, the vehicle that appears on the declarations page, the auto that the named insured owns and insures under the personal auto policy. As previously mentioned, a personal auto policy is a package policy, providing property and liability protection. There are four principal coverage parts which make up the PAP, including liability coverage, medical payments coverage, uninsured motorist coverage, and coverage for damage to the insured auto. Part A, liability coverage. This personal auto policy coverage states that the insurer will pay damages for bodily injury or property damage to others. Damages include prejudgment interest awarded against the insured. The insurer will also settle or defend any claim or legal suit asking for these damages. In addition to the limit of liability provided by the policy, the insurer will pay all defense costs it incurs. Liability coverage is provided on a split limit basis. The limits are expressed in a series of three numbers, such as 15, 30, 10. This means the policy will pay $15,000 per person for bodily injury to a maximum of $30,000 per accident for bodily injury, and $10,000 per accident for property damage. An auto policy provides liability insurance protection when a named insured or any covered family member is legally accountable for bodily injury or property damage to others when operating an owned auto. In addition, the personal auto policy also covers an insured and/or family members if they are responsible for bodily injury and property damage to others while operating a non-owned auto. If an insured injures a person while operating a non-owned auto and the owner of that auto carries no liability protection, the insured will have protection under his or her own policy. Therefore, a personal auto policy provides coverage for an insured and family members while operating an owned or non-owned motor vehicle. The actual policy language provides a description of who is considered to be an insured. An insured is 1. The named insured or any resident family member participating in the ownership, maintenance, or use of the covered auto or trailer, and 2. Any person using the auto with the permission of the insured. In addition to the policy's limits of liability for bodily injury and property damage to others, the insurer, on behalf of the named insured, will also pay for certain additional expenses incurred as a result of the operation, maintenance, or use of the covered auto. The following are supplementary payments as listed in the policy. Up to $250 for the cost of bail bonds required because of an accident, including related traffic violations. Premiums on appeal bonds and bonds to release attachments in any suit the insurer defends. Interest accruing after a judgment is entered in any legal suit the insurer defends. Up to $200 per day for loss of earnings, but not other income, because of attendance at trials or hearings at the insurer's request, and other usual or likely expenses incurred at the insurer's request, as long as they are reasonable. Endorsements. The following endorsements may be added to the personal auto policy, usually for an additional cost. Extended non-owner coverage for named individual. An individual who has no personal automobile may purchase an endorsement to a personal auto policy which provides liability protection to the insured while driving any non-owned vehicle. Towing and labor costs. Pays the cost of moving a stranded automobile, towing or emergency roadside repair. If the vehicle is towed to a garage before the labor is performed, it will not be covered. Part B, medical payments coverage. Under Part B, the insurer will pay for expenses incurred for necessary medical and funeral expenses resulting from bodily injury to an insured or guest occupant of the insured auto. The insurer will pay only those medical expenses incurred within 3 years from date of accident. The insured is the named insured, family members, and anyone else while occupying or getting out of the vehicle. Any named insured hit by a vehicle while a pedestrian is covered as long as the vehicle is designed for use on public roads. Part C, uninsured motorist coverage. Part C will pay compensatory damages that an insured is entitled to collect from his own policy if he suffers bodily injury as a result of being struck by another driver who does not have auto liability insurance. The coverage limit provided for this coverage part are based on a per-person, per-accident basis. The limit of liability appearing on the declarations for this coverage is the maximum amount that the insurer will pay for damages resulting from any one accident. An uninsured motor vehicle is a vehicle that is uninsured, someone who simply doesn't have insurance, a hit-and-run driver. Some states have adopted the phantom driver law, which does not require physical contact to be considered a hit-and-run, and insuring company denies coverage or becomes insolvent. Underinsured motorist coverage is also available to anyone who purchases uninsured motorist coverage. It covers bodily injury sustained by an insured when the negligent operator possesses insurance, but the limits of liability carried are not sufficient to cover the damages. Part D, coverage for damage to the insured auto. Part D of the personal auto policy provides property insurance protection for the covered auto. There are two primary forms of coverage provided by Part D, collision coverage and other than collision coverage, or comprehensive. Both are subject to a deductible before the policy pays according to its limits of liability. Collision is defined as the upset of the covered vehicle or damage resulting from impact with another auto or object. Collision damages are paid regardless of fault. If an insured is unable to collect from an at-fault third party, his or her policy will pay for the loss, less any deductible. The insurer then attempts to subrogate against the at-fault party to recoup what was paid to the insured as part of the claim. If an insured is responsible for the collision damage to the covered auto, the policy will pay up to its limit, less any deductible. Collision coverage also applies to damage to a non-owner auto that is being operated by the named insured. this coverage is excess over other coverage applicable to the non-owned auto. Note, Part D will pay only $500 for damage to a non-owned trailer. Other than collision or comprehensive coverage will cover any direct and accidental damage to the covered auto as a result of any cause other than collision, such as falling objects, fire, explosion, earthquake, wind, hail, water, flood, theft or larceny, malicious mischief or vandalism, riot or civil commotion, breakage of glass, and contact with a bird or animal. Part D will pay, in addition to its limits, without the application of a deductible, up to $20 per day to a maximum of $600 for transportation expenses incurred if the vehicle is damaged as a result of a collision or other than collision, provided the insured carried these coverages. Note, if the covered auto is stolen, the insurer will pay only expenses incurred during the period beginning 48 hours after the theft and ending when the covered auto is returned to use, or the insurer pays for its loss, a maximum of 30 days. Part E describes and identifies the duties of the insured in the event that a loss occurs. These duties include: notify the insurer as soon as reasonably possible after the loss occurs. Cooperate with the insurer in the investigation of a claim. File police report if required. Submit to physical exam if requested. Authorize the insurer to obtain medical reports or other pertinent records. And submit written proof of loss when requested. Note, a written proof of loss must be sent to the insurer before any claim payment will be made. A notice of loss to an insurer does not constitute proof of loss.